will work for unemployment data.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Actually, the jobless reports are available to anyone, free even, but you probably don't want to see the continued rise of those without work. The Labor Department said today in the month of June, 467,000 jobs were cut, and the unemployment rate is now at 9.5%. Still, initial and continuing unemployment claims were down last week, signaling there's a slowing of the job losses, right? Let's get analysis now from Bill Stone, Chief Investment Strategist at PNC Wealth Management. He joins us live from Philly this morning. Hi, Bill.
Hey, good morning.
So I know the slowing pace of job losses is tempering that 9.5% jobless number, but I got to tell you, Bill, I'm having a hard time finding a silver lining here. Where is it?
Well, I would agree. You have to look pretty deep to find any silver, but I'll try for you. One is, you know, some portion of that worse-than-expected decline in non-farm payrolls came from some census workers being let go, which they'll be brought back on again. So that's about 50,000 jobs. But again, as you mentioned, it's tough to find much more than that. I think, you know, probably the best you can hold on to is that maybe the pace of decline in jobs does seem to be slowing.
Yeah, it just seems like we hear that month after month. Where's the stimulus package, Bill? How long till we see any results there?
You know, you'll probably see some. Again, it was because the government jobs showed being down for the month, which, again, kind of shows up as an anomaly. So you're likely to see some gain in government jobs coming in. I think the other side is, you know, speaking of things that the government's involved in, you're likely to see the resumption of vehicle production next month. So some of those people that both showed up in the claim numbers and the non-farm payrolls should be coming back on to work again.
All right, quickly, Bill, you're grilling out this weekend. A friend or a family member asks where the bottom of the recession is. What do you say?
Well, I'm hoping we have a zero GDP growth, so I guess that would be the bottom next quarter, believe it or not.
All right, Bill Stone. Happy 4th to you. Have a great holiday weekend. We do appreciate it. At 9.5%, the U.S. and the Eurozone unemployment rates are exactly the same. In this country, it's a 26-year high. On the continent, it's the worst in a decade. The latest on their report from our man in London, Stephen Beard.
These figures are bad enough, but many economists expect them to get much worse. That's due to what's happening in the Eurozone's largest economy, Germany. So far, the worst effects of the deep recession there have been cushioned. Rather than lay off large numbers of staff, German exporting companies have kept them on, working a shorter week, often with government subsidy. But, says Simon Tilford of the Centre for European Reform, that's unlikely to last.
We're not going to see a rapid bounce back in world trade and in German exports. Hence, German companies are going to start laying off workers in large numbers over the next 6 months.
And that, he says, will drag the Eurozone unemployment rate much higher. He expects it to hit more than 11% by the end of next year. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let me see how stocks are reacting to all this. Where's Wall Street? No surprise there. Markets across the board down 2% or more. The S&P down about 2%. NASDAQ 2.25%. The Dow down just about 2% as well. European shares lower right now. The DAX is down 2.5%. And Asian markets ended today mostly down as well. Hitachi today says it'll boost production of its lithium-ion batteries in a deal with General Motors. It plans on upping its output from 40,000 units a month to 3 million batteries a month to help supply GM hybrid cars in 2010.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by Superbrands, Brand Week's annual ranking of America's top 2,000 brands. You can Google Brand Week Superbrands for more information.
The Obama administration's tried a number of programs to stem the foreclosure rate. We're hearing about a Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac plan that would allow for refinancing homes with a low loan-to-value ratio of up to 125%. We asked two commentators, Robert Reich and Mark Zandi, about what other actions the government should take. Zandi says loan modifications, but Robert Reich says he's not really into that idea.
Are taxpayers going to bail out all of these underwater homeowners by reducing the principal?
You know, I think taxpayers are going to have to ante up more. I think it's important for people to realize that we don't solve this problem and bring an end to it, house prices will continue to evaporate, and we will all be a lot less wealthy, and tax revenue is a lot lower. So I think it's a good, it's actually a necessary investment. What do you think? I mean, how can we address this?
I would be in favor of a national moratorium on foreclosures. Several states have tried it with some success. Why not a 6 months, the national moratorium on everybody?
When we've tried it, a lot of states, as you pointed out, have tried it, and it didn't really help. In fact, as soon as the moratoriums were off, foreclosures started to surge again. And, you know, you're not solving the underlying problem, and that's rising unemployment and falling housing values. And, you know, I'm not sure that you're going to make any solve any problems by just delaying the problem.
If you delay it long enough, then housing prices begin to start turning up again. Here's another idea. What about the cram down provision? What about simply allowing people, as they're allowed with their second homes, to declare bankruptcy and to reorganize their finances? After all, big corporations can do it. At the very least, this would give homeowners more bargaining leverage to change the terms of their mortgages, right?
Probably will be other fallout from that. I mean, for example, when people file for bankruptcy, they not only will get their mortgage crammed down, but you'd reduce the amount of credit card debt they owe, health care bills, everything else that they have debts on. And it creates other problems for the rest of the financial system that I'm not sure we fully, truly understand the consequences of. But, you know, listening to you talk, you know, it does highlight the complexity of this issue. I don't think there's any other issue that policymakers face that is as difficult as the current housing foreclosure crisis. There's no easy answer to this one.
Well, I'm still going to hold on to a national foreclosure moratorium until you absolutely convince me otherwise. Mark, it's great talking to you.
Okay. It was great. Thank you, Bob.
Mark Zandi is the chief economist at MoodysEconomy.com. Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California at Berkeley. Tell us what you think at our website, marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.